This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over from the UK. But I wanted to talk about Roger Stone. Coming up in like 7-8 days, next Tuesday, he reports to federal prison. So let's put up on screen for folks the fact that this is a death sentence. If you believe the government story that COVID's killing everyone, they've released all these criminals from massive crimes, but not Roger Stone. In fact, I was shocked to learn that Attorney General Bill Barr's directive to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons that inmates that were convicted of nonviolent crimes be transferred from prison to home confinement applies to Democrat super lawyer criminal Michael Avenatti, who stole $25 million from his clients from former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who pled guilty to fraud and tax evasion and became a witness for Mueller and Rick Gates, the former partner of Paul Manafort, who became a witness for Mueller in the trial against Roger Stone, where he perjured himself, but it does not apply to Roger Stone. I have been absolutely shocked by the fact that Roger Stone is ordered to report to a coronavirus-infested prison in rural Georgia on June 30th at 67 years old, which is a death sentence with asthma, and if you believe in the whole COVID thing. Tomorrow, Roger will file an emergency, this is exclusive, motion before a judge, Amy Berman Jackson, requesting an extension in his surrender, time based on current condition and the very real prospect of contracting COVID-19 at the facility I am designed and designated to go to. In the event that Judge Jackson denies the request by Stone, he will have exhausted all his legal remedies. It is at that time that the president really should commute Roger Stone's sentence on humanitarian grounds. And that's what I got from sources very close to Roger, not from Roger. So there we are, 8 days, countdown to death sentence for Roger Stone. But you hear what I said? Harvey Weinstein, Trump's former lawyer, Cohen, Avenatti, all these incredibly bad guys, they get released from prison for convictions for rape, embezzlement, fraud. It's all A-OK. But Roger Stone, they say, lied to Congress. Lied to Congress about talking to WikiLeaks when he didn't even say he talked to WikiLeaks. He said he talked to someone that knew WikiLeaks. It's insane. But it's the climate we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's where this country has gone. But it's okay because AOC says she's black. Major announcement. AOC declares Latinos are black. And she's releasing a photo of herself, ladies and gentlemen. So you can't question her or you're anti-black. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party spends all its time trying to abort and kill as many blacks as they can. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And I'm not going to give black folks any platitudes or kiss your ass. But I'm not a virtue signaling trendy trying to kill you. And these people make me sick. It'd be like if I got up here on air with a afro on my head and I said, I'm black now. Listen to me. I'm trendy. You'd laugh at me. But when these leftists do it, it's so cute. It's so funny. All their PR firms trying to trick as many people as they can. But the good news is Hollywood's collapsing. Their whole pedophile rings are collapsing. Their whole system is collapsing, and they don't know what to do. All right, Paul Joseph Watson's loaded for bear, as he always is. He takes over the other side of this 60-second break. And I hope whether you're listening on radio or watching on TV or watching on Infowars.com/show or band.video, that you share the link, because it's that action that's kept us on air, but not just kept us on air. Thanks to you, we are kicking globalist butt. We are challenging their fraudulent narratives. We're posting the videos of all these medical doctors and scientists pointing out that COVID-19 is a fraud. We are exposing their mask fraud. We're doing it all And you, the listeners, have kept us in attack formation. So stay in attack formation. We'll be back with PJW.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. Let's start off by talking about something other than violent communist revolutionaries taking over society with the aid of every major cultural institution, Hollywood, every legacy media outlet, Silicon Valley, and basically every major corporation. We're not going to start with that for a change. We are going to get into that later. But we're actually going to start with some good news. Yes, some actual good news on the subject of social media censorship, because we've had the revelations today, of course, out of Project Veritas regarding more Facebook bias, regarding more flagrant lies in terms of Zuckerberg getting up in front of Ted Cruz and saying that there's no political bias at Facebook, evidence in triplicate once again that yes, there is. But we have some good news. On the social media front, you know, people always say, well, why not just build your own social media network? Like when people get deplatformed by banks, why not just build your own bank? Well, someone actually did that. And the media, the legacy media at least, is starting to get a little anxious, a little nervous about the growth of this one particular network, which is called Parler, or Parlay, if you're using the French term. Headline: media demonization of Parler begins after free speech network attracts a flood of new users. And I noticed about a week ago that the engagement I was getting on Parler on some posts was actually greater than the posts I was, you know, simulating on Twitter, the same posts. They had a flood of users last year after the Saudi Arabian government started censoring its citizens on Twitter, with Twitter's complicity, of course, who then all flooded over to Parler. And at that point, mid-2019, Apple and the other app stores, Google Play, suddenly started to have a problem with Parler and suddenly started to claim that they were hosting offensive content. Now, of course, Twitter and Facebook can host offensive content all day long. Facebook can literally have mass shooters live streaming their massacres on Facebook, like in the case of the New Zealand mosque shooter, like in the case of the guy who shot the two news reporters live on air. Both of those massacres live streamed on Facebook. That's not a problem. That's not going to get Facebook taken off the Google Play Store app or the Apple Store app, no. But because Parler had a few edgy posts, a few offensive posts, which they forgot to delete or didn't have the moderators at the time to delete, Apple began threatening to kick them off the App Store, treating them as a publisher and not a platform. Of course, Twitter and Facebook get treated as platforms, so they're not responsible for anything posted on their website. But as soon as you get an alternate alt-tech platform that actually supports free speech, then they suddenly become a publisher and they're responsible for everything posted on their website. But now, in an entirely expected development, and in fact, I considered tweeting, oh, Parler's getting really popular. Watch out for media demonization hit pieces within a week. And it actually happened within 24 hours. Media hit pieces against pro-free speech social network Parler began after the site attracted a ton of new followers. Now, there's a lot of people on Twitter on the left, which, of course, is a leftist echo chamber. And that's fine for that to be a leftist echo chamber. But when an organization that springs out of the MAGA movement, the conservative movement, does the same thing. Oh, it's terrible that it's a right-wing echo chamber, even though Twitter has now literally become a platform for far-left extremists to mob, dox, and harass conservatives en masse. We're going to get into that later as well. But if people on parlor just want to have a conversation with each other and generally agree with each other, that's terrible, that's horrific, and they don't really know how to handle it. There are some people on Twitter on the left who say just let them get on with it, let them have this twexit, as they're calling it, let them all go over to parlor and have their little echo chamber. Others are calling for it to be banned, and it almost was banned last year on Apple Store, so we'll see if that happens again. But the article continues, the website's engagement levels have skyrocketed in recent weeks as many more people choose to transition away from Twitter, which has become a cesspit of censorship and a platform for far left-wing extremists to engage in the mob harassment and doxing of conservatives, which they allow, by the way, on a daily basis and do nothing whatsoever to stop it, despite it being a direct violation of their own terms of service. Numerous members of Congress in the United States and conservative MPs in the UK have also started signing up to the network, prompting anxiety among Silicon Valley that Parler could eventually become a genuine competitor. Now, the one thing that needs to happen, which I make the point at the end of this article, Donald Trump himself needs to sign up for Parler. He's not on there. I think Don Jr. is on there. Eric Trump's on there. Trump needs to sign up to Parler, and he needs to post parlays, as they call them, posts exclusively to Parler, ones which are not on Twitter, because, of course, that will then force the mainstream media and all the leftists who hyperventilate on a daily basis about every single word that Trump tweets over to Parler, and that's a good thing. Then they won't be able to claim it's an echo chamber. Then it will be forced into the mainstream. Trump needs to do that. He should have done it last year. It hasn't happened yet. He needs to do it now. Unlike Twitter and Facebook, which have become notorious for banning users and removing content at the behest of organized left-wing mobs, Parler's terms of service are in line with the FCC's definition of obscene content. Well, how dare they? Which allows for offensive posts so long as they're of literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. This has panicked the mainstream media, who, of course, have worked in concert with big tech over the last few years to de-platform prominent voices who dare to dissent against the current takeover of society by woke radicals. And boy, has that escalated over the past month. A hit piece in the UK Independent tries to connect Parler to Gab, using guilt by association by suggesting Gab was responsible for mass shootings. So again, because one individual back in, I think it was November 2018, posted on Gab before he carried out this mass shooting, from that moment onwards, Gab became the platform of racist right-wing mass shooters. Of course, they had their app pulled, now they have Visa withdrawing its services. Oh, but you can go on Facebook as the New Zealand mosque shooter and live stream it on that platform. What's going to happen to Facebook? Absolutely nothing. So in this article, they try to link Parler to Gab, despite the fact there's no connection whatsoever in terms of the founders, the people who run it. The story also quotes another source as claiming Parler is full of fury, fear, and conspiracy theories. Because there's no fury whatsoever on Twitter, is there? There's not literal death threats and plots against Trump on a daily basis. There's not people being labeled Karen, hunted down and exposed, and people contacting their employers, people contacting their family members, people ruining their lives over claims that didn't have no proof of even existing, which we're going to get onto in a moment. No, there's no fury whatsoever on Twitter. It's a peaceful place for reasoned conversation, while also suggesting the site is a hotbed of KKK discussion, because they found two posts referring to the late Senator Robert Byrd, who of course was a Democrat and a close friend of Hillary Clinton, but that doesn't matter. Another hit piece in Yahoo News expressed concern that Devin Nunes, Republican of California, touted the network to his 1.1 million Twitter followers. Again, how dare he? While also charging that the network is a conservative echo chamber. Apparently it's fine for Twitter to be a far-left echo chamber. The story also complains many threads on Parler mock Black Lives Matter protesters, and we can't have that, can we? Of course, people being banned for that on Facebook and Twitter on a daily basis. Another Twitter user in the UK is already trying to get Parler banned.
He's put up a petition on the UK Parliament website for the UK government to ban Parler. So far, it's got 5 signatures. Good luck with that. Big Tech is clearly frightened at Parler's sudden growth. There are also signs that leftists are creating accounts to combat conservative talking points, which is a good thing as it will massively grow the user base. So as I said before, all we need to do is to have President Trump start a Parler account and begin posting exclusive messages there that don't appear on Twitter. That will force everybody over. This so-called executive order that was supposed to address big tech censorship was absolutely, completely ceremonial, did basically nothing. Now we have reports coming out over the past few days that President Trump met secretly with Mark Zuckerberg and they struck some kind of deal where Trump wouldn't openly criticize Zuckerberg on Twitter, he would only go after Twitter itself, therefore allowing Trump to maintain his presence on Facebook, where Zuckerberg simply criticizes him, doesn't remove or censor any of Trump's posts as Twitter has done. Trump needs to get on Parler. I'm going to get more into this on the other side of the break, but it's great news. Summit.news.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So Parler.com is emerging as potentially a long-term competitor to Twitter. Obviously, its user base is far less than Twitter at this moment. But the kind of engagement I've seen on Parler over the past week is absolutely monumental and nothing like I've seen on any other alt-tech platform ever in existence. And now Parler is calling for Twitter exit, Twexit, Exodus in Declaration of Independence, reports Breitbart. The free speech social media platform Parler is calling for Twexit, a mass exodus of Twitter users in its recently issued tech Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights, in which it takes a stand against acts of censorship and data abuse by Silicon Valley giants like Twitter and Facebook. I don't think people should just abandon the battlefield in terms of Twitter. I think they should remain on Twitter and ride it until the wheels fall off. You're probably going to get banned anyway at some point, so you might as well stay on there until that point. But definitely, everyone needs to sign up. I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm not sponsored by Parler. Everyone needs to sign up there, though, because it really is making them nervous, which is why you're seeing all these hit pieces. Because God forbid we have competition. God forbid we allow dissidents to express themselves on the internet, right? It's actually happening in greater and greater numbers on Parler.com. And it's happening because of stories like this out of Information Liberation. Reddit starts banning users for their upvotes. Yeah, not even for the posts anymore. It's for the upvotes. It's like you like someone's tweet on Twitter. In fact, people are now being fired for following Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec on Twitter. It's not even the tweets anymore. It's who you follow. It's who you like. Retweets aren't endorsements. Doesn't matter anymore. They are. You're fired. Now Condé Nast Reddit on Sunday started issuing temp bans against users for upvoting wrongthink. This screenshot was shared by a user on Watch Reddit Die, a subreddit which chronicles Reddit's aggressive censorship. It says, your account has been suspended from Reddit for breaking the rules. You upvoted a post or comment that was determined to be against our policies. They're now merely expressing support or highlighting a post in terms of an upvote. Not even saying anything is enough to get you banned. Reddit announced in February that users who consistently upvote policy-breaking content within quarantine communities will receive automated warnings followed by further consequences like temporary or permanent suspension, and that's exactly what's happening. There was another post which was removed after getting 52,000 upvotes, which said the fact that 2 weeks ago you were considered a selfish a-hole if you went out to socialize, and now it's okay for thousands of people to gather, shows you how much media controls the masses. Completely legitimate, rational point. No hatred against minorities. Nothing whatsoever. 52,000 upvotes removed. Of course, the Donald subreddit was credited during the 2016 election as being one of the most influential places where memes were created and spread. They actually did university studies into the most successful platforms for spreading conservative right-wing memes. The two at the top of the list were Paul 4chan and the Donald subreddit. Of course, what happened to the Donald subreddit? It got quarantined for posts which the moderators censored and deleted. Didn't matter, it got quarantined, so it got put into a ban that got put on the naughty step, where you had to sign into an account to see anything. It got restricted, it got relegated in the algorithm. Now I don't think it even exists anymore. Last time I checked, it wasn't there. I think they started their own website to replace it. But Reddit is the worst of the worst. They're also deleting videos which show people being assaulted in grocery stores. Of course, you can post violent videos of Antifa and BLM radicals attacking white people all day long, and it gets celebrated on Twitter, and it gets 300,000 likes, that's fine. You post a video of a white person being assaulted, and let's face it, there are a lot of those videos recently on there, and it's gone, it's deleted. So now they're suspending, banning people simply for upvoting things on Reddit. Meanwhile, we have this headline out of the Daily Caller. Sorry, we're going to go to that after because we've got a clip to play. And we've only got 4 minutes left in this segment, so I'm going to hold that over so we can get to the full clip. But still on the subject of social media, this is what I talked about with Twitter. Twitter is not only a dumpster fire of censorship, it's now a platform for criminals to brag about their criminal and violent behavior, as we've seen over the past 4 weeks, and to organize that violent criminal behavior. And it's a platform to organize the mass mob harassment and doxing of, quote, conservatives, or indeed anyone. Not even political in this case. Headline out of Gateway Pundit: anti-white activist follows terrified white woman, films her, leftists celebrate harassment. This video has got like 5 million views last time I checked. Again, a flagrant violation of Twitter's own terms of service, where you can't organize the harassment, the doxing of individuals. They do it on a daily basis. Somebody posts a confrontation with a Karen. Of course, this Karen meme has now become a conduit for people to just harass middle-aged white women. Started out in my mind as a kind of joke about people who are too controlling regarding coronavirus, regarding the wearing of masks, regarding social distancing. And we still see a lot of that with people being caught on tape lecturing others about them not social distancing enough. But the Karen meme has definitely mutated, and now it's basically just another excuse to harass white people on the street. Not just harass them, but then post the video on Twitter, socially shame them, and organize a hate mob to harass and dox them. We've seen this with children on TikTok, teenagers, Trump-supporting teenagers who make slightly edgy TikTok videos. People record those videos, download them, post them on Twitter. Then in the response thread, it's literally hundreds of people bragging. Oh, I've got his home address. I've got his work address. I've got the location of his mother's school where she works. Let's call them up. Let's go to the address. Completely criminal, completely against Twitter's terms of service. They have a lexicon called Twitter Do Your Thing. Whenever they post one of these harassment videos, Twitter Do Your Thing, which is a dog whistle for hundreds, if not thousands of people to organize in a kind of human intelligence gathering operation to find out where people live, where they work, where their family members live, dox, threaten, harass them, get them fired. This happens on a daily basis. Twitter does nothing whatsoever. It gets 250,000, 300,000 likes. The posts remain up. Now there's another example of that. A Seattle-based Black Lives Matter activist with the Twitter handle White People Hate, which stands for White People Hate, again, very tolerant, followed a terrified white woman home, harassed her, filmed her address and license plate, and is attempting to ruin her life for some social media clout. Now, in this video, you'll see this woman is absolutely terrified. She's screaming. Not because she thinks the dangerous black man is going to violently attack her. That's not what's going on. She's terrified, and she says it numerous times, because he's filming her license plate. He's filming her house, saying this is where she lives, claiming she called him the N-word, but not in his original tweet. He only claimed she called him the N-word when one of the neighbors came out and said, why are you harassing this woman? And then people went through his Twitter history and found numerous examples where he claims people called him the N-word with no video evidence, no tweets, no proof whatsoever, almost certainly made that claim up. But now this woman's life is probably going to be ruined because a hate mob of millions of people have seen this video. Know where she lives, they know where she works by now because it's all in the thread, and now her life is ruined for what? That's Twitter. That's what Twitter's become. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, hot in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your affordable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now we're going to get into the latest Facebook revelations out of Project Veritas. Just the final book note on that harassment video of Karen, yet another Karen, there's one on a daily basis. Of course, last week they harassed and bullied another Karen who is a police officer who was merely expressing concern about how she thought her food might be poisoned in light of this atmosphere of rampant vitriolic hatred against cops. She did a video, sat in a police car, saying she was concerned about her food being poisoned. Her life was utterly ruined. She was publicly shamed by millions of people. Again, Twitter did nothing about that. An addendum, though, is this Carlos Dillard, who harassed this other woman because she flipped him off, because that's totally a reasonable punishment, isn't it, for flipping somebody off to ruin their lives forever, to have people track them down, get their home address, get their license registration. It's totally equitable, isn't it? This guy
In a tit-for-tat move, his employer, Postmates, has now been contacted by people on Twitter. In fact, Postmates, on their officially verified Twitter account, responded and said they're looking into it. So again, this is going to escalate. You're going to get this tit-for-tat situation. Someone responded to this incident on Twitter by saying, if she didn't want to be followed home, she shouldn't have been an S-H-I-T-T-Y human being. She could have easily rolled down the window, waved, and said, have a wonderful day. So because she flipped somebody off in a moment of anger in traffic, her life needs to be ruined. No. Mike Cernovich responded to that. He said, if she didn't want to be followed home, the far left is outright signing on to stalking and rape culture. That's exactly what it is, and it happens on Twitter on a daily basis. Meanwhile, on Facebook, Daily Caller reports Project Veritas video shows Facebook content moderators discussing censoring conservatives, reveals exception given to Don Lemon for hate speech. And also, by the way, one moderator quoted that she treats Trump supporters who wear MAGA hats as terrorists. Sounds very neutral, nonpartisan, doesn't it? As Mark Zuckerberg claimed to Ted Cruz during that hearing. Facebook content moderators discussed using their positions to censor Republicans and conservatives in an undercover video released by activist group Project Veritas on Tuesday. We have it right now. Here it is.
Are you afraid?
I think the truth is more powerful than any NDA.
It's a very progressive company who's very anti-MAGA.
Right. I think they're very biased. What did they protect?
Facebook
is notorious for it, and they say they don't, but it's clear that people's content don't come up because it's been defiltered off the queue. They're doing something, man. They're just trying to pretend like they're not.
To me, censorship online is one of the biggest issues facing us in the lead-up to the 2020 election. Let me run something by you. You know that civic harassment queue that we've been in lately?
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is it like all Republicans in there?
Yeah, it's all Republicans. But a lot of it comes off the Trump's page specifically.
So for 75 to 80% of the posts to be targeting Republicans and conservatives, you can say it was a bot, but somebody had to design that algorithm. So really, somebody at Facebook.
If a Trump post was to come up and it was promoting Trump, would I have to take that down? Would I just have
to be doing this? You'll just be all over.
Like, if you see a conservative post, you just get rid of it.
Right. I don't give no f***. I'll delete it.
So we were told to leave this image up as long as it didn't say, oh, I'm going to actually kill Donald Trump or something like that.
So you deleted just hashtag MAGA?
Yeah.
Like, the post gone?
It's
common sense. A lot of people were taken down.
Yeah, I knew that too. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna hold you accountable for taking it down.
So it's for the
better. Yeah, hell yeah. You gotta get the chicken out of office.
How many of you are they take your own stance and say we're just deleting whatever all the Trump posts?
Probably like 16 of them.
And you guys, like, you just delete everyone.
Yeah.
Facebook does have a Trump rule where they still allow him on the platform even though he says things that if anyone else said it.
And that's the fortunate thing is, even if he does say something, if it gets repeated, we can at least get the average Joe.
Half the time when I
wait
people for like Trump, I'm like, you should get on
watch
list, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Trump supporters like to throw around like Trump derangement syndrome as like, you know, liberals being crazy. I like to think of it as that. Actually, you're the one that has Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah,
you're losing your goddamn mind as soon as like, cause it was like, oh, Trump 2020.
Yeah.
And it's like, that sounds a little more deranged to me.
So you listen to that, you listen to them saying people with MAGA hats were treated as terrorists, they deleted pro-Trump posts at their own behest on a whim. Zuckerberg got up in front of a committee back in April 2018 and said Facebook was trying to make sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. Does it really sound like they've made a lot of progress in over 2 years? Remember, Facebook put me on a list with drug cartels, sex traffickers, and serial killers. And not only that, they then told their user base that it was okay to incite and plan violence against me, because the people on that list were exempted from planning violence on their platform. So they literally put out a fatwa saying that it was okay to plan violence against me on Facebook because they put me on a list with drug cartels, sex traffickers, and serial killers. Oh, but it's non-bias. Of course, they had to remove that a couple of days later. But the fact that they even put it on there in the first place is absolutely chilling. Meanwhile, RT reports noose in Bubba Wallace's garage may have been a benign pull rope. Twitter pundits argue, showing video evidence. And in fact, we've got a Mark Dice clip on this, which we're going to roll here in a second. Of course, this is the controversy over NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace, who claimed they'd found a noose in his garage. The noose purportedly hanging in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage may have actually been a rope used to close the door of the carport, internet sleuths have argued, citing videos and photographs of the alleged crime. Let's see a Mark Dice lay this out in this clip right now. Here it is.
I can't say with 100% certainty at this point, but I would give it a 99.9% chance that the supposed noose found in the NASCAR garage of Bubba Wallace was this garage pole shown on the official NASCAR YouTube channel during one of their garage cam walkthroughs of the Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama, where Bubba Wallace's crew supposedly found the noose that somebody left in his garage. The moment I first heard about the noose, I figured it was just an extension cord coiled up and hung on the wall, or an air compressor hose, or a tow rope, and because of the hysteria, somebody mistook it for a hate symbol. Just like somebody did at Michigan State University when the noose that they found turned out to be just a broken shoelace. Or like the nooses found in an Oakland park, which just turned out to be exercise equipment. Or the KKK rally that a student thought they saw through the window at Bowling Green State University, which turned out to be some lab equipment that had plastic coverings over it.
So this sounds like yet another Jussie Smollett-style media-contrived hate crime hoax. And in fact, there's a tweet, which I retweeted earlier from an account called The Last Refuge. He makes a comparison shot of this garage from the outside, the same garage, from November 2019 and June 2020. And the rope is in the same position on both images. The only difference being in the June 2020 shot, the bottom part of the rope, the noose, which is actually a thing to draw down the garage door, has been removed. So this is quickly falling apart. Another contrived hate crime hoax by the looks of it. We're going to come back in the next segment and talk about the Reading terrorist attack, which happened in the UK on Saturday night, which is basically already being forgotten about by the mainstream media once again because it doesn't fit their narrative. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
You're back. We're going to talk about the terror attack in Reading, UK over the weekend. First of all, I want to direct your attention to Infowarsstore.com, where we have the 4th of July super sale, including the excellent Ultra 12 B12 formula fueled by the premium source of B12. For twice the amount, massive discount, half price, 50% off on Ultra B12 available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have a plethora of other great products, including Turbo Force, the energy drink, which is absolutely powerful. I've tried that myself many times. Again, at discount, excellent five-star reviews across the board, as well as a number of other great products. Baby Lives Matter t-shirts, InfoWars face masks, and a bunch of other great apparel and products to keep you healthy and sane in these troubled times at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support the network today. Now, going back to 2011, of course, we had the completely disastrous intervention in Libya, toppling a secular leader yet again in Colonel Gaddafi and opening up a vacuum for Islamic extremists and warlords to take control of the country. Now, I made this point in regard to the Reading terror attack, the connection to which I'll get onto in a moment, on a couple of days ago, I believe it was. And someone responded,
because I blamed Hillary Clinton and Obama for approving this disastrous regime change in Libya. They were behind it. They were the main progenitors behind it. Ended up with black people literally being imprisoned in concentration camps. No Black Lives Matter protests after that occurred. But somebody responded, the intervention in Libya was in support of UN Security Council Resolution 1973. Okay, the intervention in Libya led to the rise of ISIS, it led to the migrant crisis, and it led to numerous terror attacks around the West, including, by the way, the Paris massacre, a number of culprits of which abused the migrant refugee wave to get into Europe in the first place. And in fact, ISIS bragged about how they did that in their own magazine, Debeat, and we've covered that before. So it led to numerous terror attacks, it led to the rise of ISIS, the spread of ISIS, and of course the migrant crisis that continues to affect us today. It was a disastrous intervention. It was at the behest of Hillary Clinton, who literally cackled when they told her Gaddafi was dead, and Barack Obama. It ended up with warlords controlling the country, a complete cesspit, black people in concentration camps. It was horrendous, and we're still feeling the after effects to this day. Headline, he was defending himself from racist UK, claims brother of Reading terrorist who stabbed three people to death. So what happened on Saturday evening was that people were enjoying the sunshine, having picnics, having barbecues in a park in Reading, which is a town about an hour away from London, and this person walks up to them and starts stabbing them in the neck. Now, where was this individual from? Take a wild guess. Yes, he was from Libya. He was an asylum seeker. He was a refugee. He was brought into the country as a result of the overthrow of Gaddafi and the power vacuum in Libya. He would not have been in the country stabbing people in the neck, stabbing people under the arm on a pleasant summer's evening in Reading unless we had brought him into the country, unless we had overthrown Gaddafi. Oh, but Gaddafi tortured some people. Okay, you want to compare that to what's happened since? How many people did ISIS kill over the past 5-6 years? But according to the terrorist brother, he was just defending himself. And you can believe that. In fact, Sky News, they do this every time. They go and talk to the family of the terrorist and devote an entire article to them saying, oh, he was a good boy, he was just a bit mentally confused. In fact, Douglas Murray writes to The Spectator, what isn't being said about the Reading terror attack victims, imagine if on a Saturday evening a white neo-Nazi had stabbed three men to death. Imagine, furthermore, if in the wake of the killings it had turned out that all three of the victims were gay. Because, yes, by the way, all three fatalities, he stabbed about six people total, if not more, but the three fatalities were all LGBT. Not a big uproar about that in the LGBT community in terms of why they were targeted. He goes on to say, all members of the LGBT community, to use the lexicon of the time. And then imagine if 2 days later, nobody in the UK or anywhere else was very interested in any of this. So what if all the victims were gay? Why bother sifting around for motives? What are you trying to say, bigot? And we've had a lot of attacks of people coming out of gay nightclubs who get slashed and the story disappears a couple of days later, but they don't really want to look into it because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. If it was a white neo-Nazi stabbing three gay people to death on a Saturday afternoon, you can bet that would be the narrative the next day. But because this guy was a refugee, now it's completely disappeared. We've got Premier League multimillionaire footballers taking a knee before each game. They didn't even do it once. They're doing it before each game over a guy who was killed in America 4,000 miles away. One person of color was killed in the entire UK in the entire year of 2019. He was the London Bridge terrorist. Yet we've got Premiership footballers taking a knee for that. Who's going to take a knee for the victims of the Reading terror attack? Absolutely nobody. In fact, I don't even know if they had a minute's silence before all the football games over the past couple of days. They certainly did for Black Lives Matter. Kind of ironic that a giant multi-billion enterprise like the Premier League is taking a knee for violent revolutionaries who literally want to overthrow capitalism. But according to the terrorist brother, I'm wrong, he was just defending himself because the UK's racist. because that's what people really should be doing, isn't it? If they feel offended by something, going out stabbing people in the neck. Totally rational response. 25-year-old Kariri Sadala was arrested after launching a vicious attack on a group of people in a park around 7 p.m. Again, this was Saturday, killing three and injuring three others as he stabbed them in the neck. Authorities quickly concluded that the incident was a terrorist attack. By the way, this happened 2 hours after a BLM protest in the same area, and later carried out a raid and a controlled explosion at the suspect's home. And the first hour or two, the media was, first of all, they were very keen to stress that this had nothing to do with BLM. Now, I'm sure they'd afford the same kind of treatment to a right-wing rally or an anti-lockdown rally if a stabbing of six people occurred 2 hours after. I'm sure they'd afford us the same treatment. So it's nothing to do with BLM, but then they started saying it wasn't even a terrorist attack, even as the riot police, the armed riot police, were raiding the suspect's home and carrying out controlled explosions. Of course, now they're saying he was just mentally ill, of course, every single time. However, the terrorist brother responded to the news story on Facebook by claiming that his sibling was a victim of racism and that he was merely defending himself by stabbing three people to death. Mo Sadala, the brother of the terrorist, said, quote, "This is not true. Kairi defended himself. Racist countries. Freedom for my brother before." And then he went on to say, "We are not terrorists," or terrorists, as he wrote, "and F England." So another really well-integrated migrant there, obviously. 20-year-old eyewitness Lawrence Ward described the horror that unfolded during the attack. He said, someone shouted some unintelligible words and went round a large group of around 10 trying to stab them. Again, we don't know if they were targeted because they were gay. How he knew they were gay, I don't know. Maybe they were a couple. Maybe they were physically close to each other. But no one's asking that question, so nobody knows. He stabbed three of them severely in the neck and under the arms and then turned and started running towards me, and we turned and started running. When he realized he couldn't catch us, he tried to stab another group, sat down. Imagine you're in the park with your friends having a barbecue and some lunatic just runs up and stabs them in the neck. That, you think that'd be a pretty big story for the UK, where in comparison to America, we don't really get a ton of fatalities in terms of these stabbings. A lot of people are stabbed, a lot of inter-gang warfare happens. A summer's afternoon in a park, people having barbecues, celebrating, being stabbed to death by terrorists, doesn't really happen that often. As of late, you'd think this would be a bigger story. It's not. It's already disappeared. Why has it disappeared? Because the terrorist arrived in the UK claiming to be a tourist back in 2012, claiming that his life was threatened by Islamists in Libya, although he also said he fought for ISIS, which is kind of contradictory, who, of course, took over the country after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama oversaw regime change and the fall of Colonel Gaddafi. Oh, but the UN said it was okay. No, it was horrendous. The United Kingdom doesn't have a very good history with Libyan refugees, because I hesitate to remind you, the Manchester bomber who blew up 23 people, half of them children, at an Ariana Grande concert in May 2017, guess where he came from? Yes, he came from Libya. He was literally given a taxi escort service into the country by the Royal Navy in August 2014 because he was a refugee. That invasion was disastrous. It continues to be so. That's going to wrap it up for now. War Room next with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with